The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show. Devin Archer goes to Capitol Hill. We walk through who is Devin Archer and what is the significance of this. Alina Haba goes through the latest on Donald Trump's legal, let's just say, issues and more. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Turning Point USA has a mission to start as many high school and college chapters as possible. Go to tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. As always, you can email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Make sure you listen to the end of this episode for some special giveaway opportunities. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Right now, Devin Archer is on Capitol Hill. Who is Devin Archer? Well, Devin Archer is Hunter Biden's former best friend and business partner. Now, look, Devin Archer is a criminal. He is a flat-out criminal. That doesn't say much because half of Capitol Hill is filled with criminals. They say half the Republican Party, almost the entire Democrat Party, is criminal. So he's right at home. Devin Archer is going to go to jail soon, but he's getting used to being around criminals because he's testifying on Capitol Hill. Just so happens that Devin Archer got caught. Sloppy businessman. And look, I'm not going to defend what Devin Archer did. He did what the Bidens have done for years. Defrauding, lying, deceiving, lying to federal officials. Devin Archer is going to go to jail because he allegedly defrauded a Native American tribe. Now, remember, this is Hunter Biden's former best friend. They've known each other since they were both at Yale. Archer is one of those people where you look at him and you say, okay, he's totally a bad guy. He's a criminal. He has business links to Romania, Ukraine, China. In fact, some people would say that he was one of the guys that helped make the Biden crime syndicate go. This is not some random guy. This is not some sort of person that had one meeting. This guy has intimate knowledge. This guy is a prosecutor's dream. If we actually had a Department of Justice that was interested in pursuing justice, Devin Archer is the linchpin. He is the central commander. He is the air traffic controller. He is the offensive coordinator. Any metaphor you want to use, he is part of the hub. Again, this is not some just sort of random person who happened to intersect with the Biden family and overheard something. Tony Bobulinski's testimony was very, very powerful on Tucker Carlson's program back in 2020. But this is a whole nother level. Bobulinski had a couple meetings and heard a couple things and one business deal. Devin Archer was involved in dozens of these meetings. Remember Rosemont Seneca? Well, that was the investment firm that Devin Archer was a co-founder of with Hunter Biden that arranged all these lucrative business dealings with Chinese Communist Party nationals. A few years ago, Archer was convicted in federal court as part of a scheme to defraud an American Indian tribe. The conviction is what ultimately seemed to have destroyed the friendship between Hunter and Devin. We could see things in text messages found on Hunter's laptop. Devin sent Hunter messages like, quote, "Why did your dad administration appointees arrest me and put me in jail? Just curious." Now, let's take a pause here. That text message that Devin Archer sent to Hunter Biden shows that Devin Archer thought that he was untouchable. That's how high level Devin Archer was in the Biden crime syndicate. He was at the fulcrum point of all this. I want to reread this. Imagine sending a text message. Why did your dad's administration appointees arrest me and try to put me in jail? Some of our partners are asking out here. And amazingly, Hunter, not exactly a smart guy, responded and he said, every president's family is held to a higher standard, is a target.
Right.
So Devin Archer, who is a criminal, is about to go to jail. Now, there was a lot of controversy around this last weekend. What is true or not true remains to be seen. But again, Archer got convicted of a felony 5 years ago. But because our legal system is a joke, he's dragged out and actually been dragging out his sentencing for 5 years. The DOJ is telling him to finally serve his sentence. Now, the timing of this is very suspicious because he's about to testify. And on Saturday, a letter comes in and DOJ says, now you have to report to prison. And he's like, wait, I'm about to go testify some bombshell testimony against the President of the United States. And DOJ says, no. Go to jail. That's awfully suspicious. James Comer speaks about this weekend, play cut four.
Yeah, the letter from the Department of Justice is trying to nudge the judge to go ahead and sentence Devin Archer for something unrelated to what we're going to be talking to him about tomorrow. It's odd that it was issued on a Saturday, and it's odd that it's right before he's scheduled to come in to have an opportunity to speak in front of the House Oversight Committee and tell the American people the truth.
And so on a weekend, a Saturday, now what do we know from the Fauci files? This is one of the buried leads that even Bobby Kennedy, I don't think, talks about enough. Bureaucrats only work on weekends when something needs to be covered up. That's the only reason that Washington, D.C. bureaucrats would ever work on a weekend. I don't work on the Sabbath, but I work on Sunday. I take the Friday night to Saturday night Sabbath. But these bureaucrats, the Fauci file showed us, Hugh Auchincloss, Anthony Fauci, late Friday, early Saturday, January 30th-ish, 31st, 2020, they were sending late night emails, we need to go meet, because they knew that the Chinese created Wuhan laboratory virus was coming very, very soon, and they had to cover it up. The only reason people in government work weekends is to cover up their crimes, period. Otherwise, they look for every opportunity to take time off. And so this last weekend, out of nowhere, ex nihilo, it came out of the heavens, as if it's just a coincidence, the Southern District of New York has issued a clarifying statement. First, they sent out a letter saying that we need you, Devin Archer, to go to jail. After 5 years, you have to go to jail. Hold on a second. Why are you doing this on a weekend? Even Jonathan Turley came up and he said, it does not help to have the Justice Department pushing a court on a Saturday to set a date for Archer's arrest just before he's scheduled to testify in the House. In terms of optics, the DOJ seems to pursue a Ed Woods production. Now, to be clear, they're asking the court to set a date for him to report. But honestly, my gut reaction on social media and remains, I don't trust the DOJ. They have not earned our trust. In fact, I so opposite of trust them, any action that they put here, whether it be putting moms and dads on terror watch lists, indicting political opposition, going after pro-life leaders when they're sitting in their living room, Department of Justice going after Steve Bannon, James O'Keefe, Rudy Giuliani. I could go on the list and list and list and list. Anything the DOJ does, I immediately distrust them. The DOJ is engineering 100 different prosecutions of Trump. Of course, I'm going to be led to believe that if they send a letter on a Saturday, government Saturday, those things don't mix. Government Saturday, whoa. Now, if it was on a Thursday, government on a Saturday, all of a sudden saying, oh, by the way, we have to send Devin Archer to prison right before he's about to issue bombshell testimony, it is not out of any sort of speculative reach that Merrick Garland, craven thug criminal, and Joe Biden, through wink and nod type network, like, oh my gosh, this guy could bring down the entire house of cards. And by the way, another letter on Sunday, clarifying, because they received such pushback. So Devin Archer is on Capitol Hill right now. Devin Archer thought he was untouchable. We know that based on the message that he sent Hunter Biden, basically like, bro, why is your dad putting me in jail, man? I thought we were buddies. Devin Archer is the top of the top. There is no one except, if you were to look at the crime triumphant of the Biden crime syndicate, it's the big guy, Hunter, Devin. Bobby Alinsky is just one actor in a single chapter. Bobby Alinsky, as you remember, had some very chilling things to say, but he was like, look, I only dealt with them in one meeting in the Beverly Hilton, and it was the big guy. It was obvious. Devin Archer, name a continent. Seriously, name a continent. Europe, they did crimes there. Asia, they did crimes there. Name a continent, any continent. Devin Archer and Hunter Biden were gallivanting around. Dubai, crimes there. He is spilling the goods right now on Capitol Hill. In fact, we have the text messages back and forth. Why is your dad's administration appointees arrest me and try to put in jail? Just curious, some of our partners are asking out here. Why would they try and ruin my family and destroy my kids and no one from your family's sidestep in and at least try to help me? I don't get it. And I'm depressed. Bunch of these Asians getting in my head asking me the same. So just curious what I should answer. I have no idea what that means. But the Asians part, maybe you guys can tell me. It's kind of a strange side note. Why is Hunter not in jail? Because the entire American government has been involved in a cover-up operation of Hunter Biden. Why? It's because Joe Biden has a fear. Joe Biden has a very big fear that if Hunter goes, Hunter will sing against the father. Boy, there's so much symmetry with the Fredo Godfather 2. I can't even tell you. In fact, let's dive into that. There is so much symmetry. Hunter Biden, here's my advice to you. Do not go on a boat on a lake anytime soon. It's not going to end well for you. Joe Biden would sell you out in a second. He hates you. He's used you for years. Don't go on a paddleboard either in Martha's Vineyard. Let me tell you about a company I love that embodies the spirit of freedom and innovation, Christensen Arms. Christensen Arms makes its rifles right here in America. But it's not just about how they're made. The company is a true leader in firearm technology. Christensen Arms invented the carbon fiber barrel back in 1995. And today, their state-of-the-art barrels continue to provide unmatched accuracy for everyone out there exercising their Second Amendment rights. Their innovation doesn't stop at the barrel, though. Christensen also pioneered an ingenious new carbon manufacturing process called Flash Forge Technology, or FFT. To deliver the lightest and most durable rifle you'll ever own. As a Christensen Arms rifle owner myself, I could proudly say these rifles are heirloom quality, so you can pass down a lasting legacy of freedom and true American craftsmanship for generations to come. So, my fellow patriots, join me in supporting Christensen Arms. Visit ChristensenArms.com/Kirk or use promo code Kirk during checkout to get an exclusive 15% discount on apparel and accessories and to check out their incredible lineup of rifles. Christensen Arms, defining the future of firearms and keeping America strong. Remember, this is an installed president. Joe Biden is installed as president of the United States. He was never supposed to be the nominee. COVID, the South Carolina reset, you had Buttigieg or whatever, and you had Bernie Sanders. The Democrat primary was a mess. The oligarchs came in, pressed timeout. They said, forget New Hampshire and Iowa, forget all of that. South Carolina reset, get the senile guy who will do what we tell him to do. We're about to lock down the country anyway. The administrative state had aforementioned notice that the entire country was going to lock down. Perfect candidate for a lockdown is one that can't talk and doesn't have to travel. Put him in a basement, mass mail-in ballots, lie about everything, death counts on TV, censor your political dissidents, and of course then have race riots in the streets to gin up inner city urban fervor in support of displacing the regime. And by the way, the Time Magazine article, Molly Ball, the shadow campaign that won the 2020 election, articulates part of this. Remember, you have an implemented president by the administrative state, but it was not the ideal pick. The laptop changed a lot. Remember, they had to shut down my Twitter account. They had to do 50 Intel agency officials orchestrated by Tony Blinken and John Brennan lying about the laptop being Russian disinformation. The laptop gives us part of the detail. But in the laptop, we have evidence that then points to Devin Archer. So now you have this all finally bubbling up. The first 2 years, we were unable to really make any traction on this because the high priestess of the Democrat Party, Nancy Pelosi, ruled with an iron fist, female Stalin, and forbade any of this. Subpoenas, depositions, they were too worried about the January 6th committee. But now, thanks to us winning back the House of Representatives, and honestly, the very aggressive stance that the House Republicans are taking on this, we're finally getting the truth. And Devin Archer is there right now. Devin Archer is hopefully, I think he is, going to tell the truth. Devin Archer is more than a whistleblower. Devin Archer is the epicenter. I mean, Devin Archer can tell you everything. In fact, Devin Archer can tell you probably about the numbered accounts. I guarantee you that there's more money out there than we know. I guarantee you there's money in Cayman Islands, Swiss bank accounts, third world countries, real estate and kids' names, all sorts of stuff. So the then what is going to come? Well, he's doing a transcribed interview under oath, very pointed questions. I'm sure House Republicans are grilling him. But you have to ask the question, why is Devin Archer doing this? Because Devin Archer is in the ultimate, he believes he has nothing to lose. I think part of this is revenge. I think Devin Archer, based on these text messages, he's mad. Where else is Devin Archer going to go? The regime has thrown him aside. The regime cast him aside. So DOJ goes after Devin Archer. He's going to go to jail. And he says, you know what, Hunter, I covered for you a lot. I guarantee you this is personal. I guarantee you. How many times do you think Devin Archer covered up, cheated the truth to cover for Hunter Biden's crack addiction, Hunter Biden's lying? Devin Archer was probably the sane guy in the room. Devin Archer was probably the guy that showed up to the meetings on time and Hunter Biden would come and blitz in an hour and a half late. And Devin Archer probably has this pent-up resentment of, after all I did for you, after all the lies I told, after all the two-faced, we're done, and I'm now going to sing. Devin Archer seemed to be the brains behind the operation. Why? Because there's no way Hunter Biden was the brainchild. Joe Biden was the architect. Joe Biden, again, this is, we're just getting an unprecedented window into how all these families operate. The Bidens, the Obamas, they do this and have done this for decades. This is the standard operating procedure. The Clintons did this. The Clintons weren't this sloppy. They just kill, well, allegedly, kill the people in their circle. The people in their circle commit suicide. I'm sorry. Just, they don't kill anybody. They just disappear, vanish. If you ever look at the Clinton suicide list, whew, a lot of suicide going on in the Clinton circles. The Biden family has been outspoken for years about, we love the country, we love middle-class America, and they've been selling out America, selling out America, selling out America. What is Devin Archer sharing? What is Devin Archer putting forward? If it's the truth, this could bring down the entire deal, which goes to show why the DOJ was working on the weekend, which goes to show why they are so nervous. Devin Archer is the linchpin. He is the epicenter. This is exactly why Joe Biden deployed the entire federal government to protect his son, because he's afraid that his son would do what Devin Archer is doing right now, that he would rat him out. Joe Biden is not an accomplice. Joe Biden is not some sort of passenger. Joe Biden is the mastermind. Joe Biden is the conductor of this corrupt orchestra. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 1970s when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the U.S. government seems bent on continuing the tradition. From now until the next election, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did it, inflation went up 9%. This means one thing. The security of your future and your family's future is all in your hands. Make sure you freeze the value of your wealth that you are holding. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the one asset that has proven to withstand recession, inflation, and just about all other economic threats. Noble Gold Investments is here to help you if you want to invest in gold. You will also get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. They're the only gold company I trust. If you want to buy gold, they do a great job. NobleGoldInvestments.com. They're patriotic, transparent, ethical, and responsive. I think the world of Noble Gold Investments is where I buy my gold from. You should too. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Joining us now is Alina Haba, General Counsel for Save America PAC and spokeswoman for Donald Trump. Alina, thank you for joining the program. First, how is the president's spirits with this MAGA superseding indictment that came last week?
He's tough. You know him, Charlie. He's tough. I mean, I hope that I have that resilience. He's really set an amazing example for any American who's feeling targeted unnecessarily. He wakes up and goes at it again and keeps hitting hard because he wants to save this country, as we know. So he's doing really well, actually.
So let's go through some of the, let's just say, accusations. The superseding indictment, the DOJ, accuses Donald Trump of deleting surveillance footage. What actually happened here?
No surveillance footage was deleted. Everything was turned over, and the Department of Justice has it. The president and his company and anybody that falls in that realm knows that when we get a subpoena, we comply. And no matter what bogus indictments they want to put out there, they don't have in that indictment that anything was deleted. In fact, they have everything. So I hate the misleading to the American public. I find it disgusting and disgraceful. You know, President Trump's always complied with everything that they've asked, even letting them in their home, as we've heard the story time and time again prior to the raid.
So how much footage did you guys turn over? Because the DOJ, obviously, they have a track record of lying, and then they're able to indict whatever they want and drop charges later. But, you know, how much footage did you guys end up turning over?
The footage that was requested was turned over. So I'm sure you can imagine how broad that would be. But, you know, we turned over what was requested.
Well, that's pretty simple. So talk about indicting
it's pretty simple.
Yeah. So talk about them indicting Walt and also the maintenance man.
You know, it's a standard. It's funny, you know, we hear that in Georgia, they're talking about RICO, right? And RICO to me is something you hear from the mob. And when I think of the mob, I see that as the current administration. I think that the thing that they are pointing the finger at to Donald Trump is the exact thing they're guilty of. And that's evidenced by taking a Navy veteran, somebody who worked in the Obama administration for President Obama directly, somebody who served for President Trump while he was in the administration, who's clearly not a politically driven person, but an American person, and indicting them on with the president, and then coming after them and making the American public feel that they've done something wrong is absolute intimidation and unfair and unwarranted. And I know these gentlemen, and it makes me very sad to see what they're doing.
Yeah, and they're going after innocent, ordinary people, the maintenance man. In fact, the front page of Citizen Free Press says regime media goes nuts for maintenance man, right? Mar-a-Lago property manager makes first court appearance in classified document case. I mean, Alina, this is so infuriating. They're going after anybody who is remotely in the orbit of Donald Trump. And they want to try to get Carlos de Oliveira to, of course, turn on President Trump. They're throwing everything. They're doing the same thing to the alternate electors in Michigan. CNN writes, which I hate reading from CNN, but this article is really making the rounds. It says that the property manager and newest co-defendant in the special counsel's criminal case charging former President Trump and his staff for mishandling classified information made his initial appearance in a Miami courtroom on Monday. They want to have anybody in the orbit suffer and then try to get them to a place of desperation to concoct some sort of acceptable narrative to be used against Donald Trump.
Absolutely. I mean, Charlie, we're at a point where, you know, look at these people. One's a Navy veteran who served in both a Democrat and a Republican administration and served fully and well, served on the Navy. Another gentleman is an immigrant. He's the American story. And we're now just pressuring left, right, and center because you can't get to your political opponent. That's not the American way. That's the communist way. And it's really a disgrace, I have to say. I'm disappointed and I feel for them. And you know, I'm glad that everybody's going to get their day in court.
Well, it shouldn't have to be this way. This is the way that Maoist countries operate, where now anybody in Trump's orbit is afraid of the knock on your door. So, Alina, there's two other things that are simultaneously happening, but I first just want to give you an opportunity, and I will defend this. You know, people were like, oh, my goodness, Donald Trump's PAC is spending so much on legal fees. And I say, oh, really? Why do you think that is? He's under six different simultaneous legal assaults, New York, Fulton, DOJ. Yeah, if you were under massive assault, you would be able to, you would use those resources as well. It's unbelievable, actually, that anyone would find something wrong. Do you have a reaction to that, by the way? Because the government has unlimited resources. I thought it was such a cheap shot, I'll be honest, by Governor DeSantis's campaign. They come out, oh, Donald Trump is spending all this money to defend himself. Yeah, you would too if the Department of Justice is trying to put you in jail for 400 years. Alina, your reaction.
You know, I'm the legal spokeswoman, so I'm very careful about mixing into campaign world. What I can say in terms of legal is there's nothing illegal about this. And when you support the president, you support getting him into office. I think the one thing we can all agree on is they've weaponized the legal system to prevent him from getting into office. So the defense of the same, I don't see as problematic. And I know that legally it's not. And that's really all I'm going to say on that. But if you look at the numbers, I think it's just completely disgusting. But I also invite the public to look at the numbers that the DOJ is spending attacking President Trump,
There's not even an inference that it's illegal. What people are trying to do is they're trying to make a political point while the government is spending tens of millions, soon to be hundreds of millions of dollars and man hours from Manhattan DA, Department of Justice. You have a moral right to defend yourself. So, Alina, what is your, I want to just kind of go through your atmospherics here. You know, Fannie Willis, Fulton County, they say they're ready any day for an indictment. What should we expect?
Right. I think that we should be ready for that. They've put the barricades up. I think that if anybody thinks that the Trump team and the president is naive or has his head in the sand, you've got another thing coming. We're ready. And the reality is he will fight just like he's been fighting. And if anybody questions his resilience, his age, his ability to serve this country, look at what the man is going through right now. We have, you know, rumors of another indictment this week. And I suspect Georgia will be coming soon after. They're not very secretive about it. In fact, when Fannie and some of these corrupt DAs and AGs have their own PR people, I become concerned about their legitimate interests. And I think that it's very clear that they don't have legitimate interests. They're political interests. And it's a sad thing. I'm sure she'll have hair and makeup ready and be ready to rip and have her moment in the light. And I think that's all this is. They're all about the indictments. They're all about the headlines. And as an attorney, it's an embarrassment, frankly, to my profession.
Yeah, and it just doesn't stop. So just to reiterate, you anticipate DOJ January 6th type stuff. And then, I mean, it's obvious they're coordinating, isn't it? I mean, it's obvious that the state level and the county level, that do you believe that there has been a plan for Alvin Bragg to go first and then documents? Is that your belief?
Yeah, I do believe that. I think if you look historically at what has happened to any American, you've never seen anybody, including go back to Hillary Clinton, go back to Epstein. Somehow we still don't have that list. You know, you look at all these stories, nobody has been hit harder in such a fast amount of time with a coordinated dance. That is all this is. You can't have indictment after indictment 2 weeks apart, all with a tracking of 1 year out trials so that everything aligns to hit right before what, Charlie? Elections. And that is unheard of. And that is why they're spending so much money, because they've got all hands on deck to try and take down Trump.
Yeah. And it's not illegal for government agencies to coordinate. It is unprecedented. It's election interference. It's evil. It's terrible. Yes. And it requires, just so everyone understands, tens of millions of dollars to now defend yourself in every single one of these jurisdictions. So you have an unlimited budget in Fulton County, unlimited budget in New York. By the way, violent crime is going up and looting and arson and raping. They don't care. Fulton County, in Manhattan DA, Department of Justice, we have a wide open border, child sex trafficking, foreign nationals, but the DOJ is worried about the number one political opponent, and Trump has said he is the retribution candidate. Can you just, in closing here, Alina, just give us any sort of a preview of just some of the essence of the legal arguments that will be made, you know, against this idea of time-setting venue, right? Of he's an active presidential candidate. Does the legal team anticipate making an argument to a judge saying, hey, like, we're a little busy right now, I don't know, trying to become president again?
Yes, I think that that's a fair argument. And you're going to see that across the board. And I know that our team will make that argument. You have a clear election interference situation. a gentleman who's supposed to be campaigning. They had knowledge of that. We have unprecedented timelines here that in the state of New York, I personally have been practicing there for the better of 15 years. I've never seen things go to trial this fast. And you keep seeing it. So I think that is a key thing. I think the other issue is you're tying him up with four trials right before, so he can't campaign. So he can't be out there rallying against his opponents.
Yes, that's right.
And he can't be doing. And by the way, 18% of independents in the latest poll have turned Trump.
So
we're doing incredibly
that's
well.
That's right. Last question, though, Alina. Have you guys wargamed what happens if they deny him bail?
No, I can't speak about that. I mean, that would be incredibly privileged. But I honestly, my head is not at that point. I think that would frankly shock even me. And I've been in Trump
well,
world.
For I'll just be honest. You guys have got to get ready because that's how they're talking. Seditious conspiracy is being used to prevent people bail. I think this is their nuclear option to keep Donald Trump in pretrial detention the same way the January 6th defendants were. So
yes,
I'm sure
it wouldn't put it past them.
All right, Alina, great work. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Charlie.
I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com, 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what his life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Okay, so right now Devin Archer is in front of the House Oversight Committee doing sworn testimony. Let's go to cut three.
Again, at 10 a.m. today, in a four-hour hearing, you will hear from Devin Archer. Devin Archer is Hunter's former best friend. We have text messages, which we talked about this morning and have been revealed, that show the extent of their relationship. I love you, man. I love you, man. Not so much love today as Devin Archer, it is expected, will reveal some of the dirty and corrupt business dealings. How does he know? Because he was a business partner in some of those deals in Romania, in Ukraine, and in China.
He's the linchpin. Devin Archer could provide testimony that shows a couple things. New crimes that we don't even know about that the Biden family participated in. By the way, this testimony will be transcribed and released. It is not top secret. So we're going to see all of it. Honestly, if this testimony ends up being underwhelming, it's on House Republicans. That's where we're at. If this testimony ends up not being, it means that they did not ask good enough questions. If you see public video of Devin Archer walking through the halls, he's smiling. Maybe he's actually dealing with some of that guilt. Honestly, good for you, Devin Archer. You're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing. It's never too late to do the right thing. Now, he might be motivated by revenge. He might have the intention of retribution. I don't care what his intent is. I don't care if his intent is to get right with the Lord. I don't care if his intent is to take down the entire Biden crime syndicate. He's doing something courageous, Devin Archer is right now. I'm not even getting close to justifying what he did prior, which is basically orchestrating the selling out of America for cash via Burisma, China, Romania. But do not underestimate the power of someone who is scorned. Now, typically that deals with a woman scorned, but here you have a former bro that is scorned. Now, for Devin Archer's own safety, let's just hope that he doesn't have evidence that will lead to the arrest of Hillary Clinton. That would really put him in jeopardy. When you have nothing to lose, you feel free. Devin Archer, and you can see the video, he looks happy. He looks free. He almost smiles into the camera as a not-so-direct message to Hunter and Joe Biden. Almost as if there's an audience of one that he's communicating with that little chuckle. Almost as if you've brought me through hell and now I come back. Now, you have to wonder, why did they go after Devin Archer? And the answer is probably because the investigation to Devin Archer was 5 years ago. Joe Biden was never supposed to be president. That's why. Joe Biden was supposed to be a former vice president diminishing dementia in Delaware. The fact that Joe Biden was implemented and selected because of Buttigieg and Bernie that were dealing it out for the Democrat primary. And they say, hey, the guy that finished fifth and sixth in Iowa and New Hampshire, take him off the sidelines. Remember, Joe Biden ran unsuccessfully multiple times. Joe Biden was a joke. In fact, many times on our podcast, we'd say this guy can get no traction. He is contradicting himself. He had a dropout one time for plagiarism. There was no hope for Joe Biden until the oligarchs came in. And that book has not yet been written. Reporters are even afraid to ask the question, what happened in the days that led to the South Carolina reset? The people are deathly afraid because it's obvious. Barack Hussein Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Laureen Powell Jobs, George Soros, or Arapel advisors, Democracy Alliance, some combination of them worked the phones. They said, whoa, time out. We need to make sure we have a candidate that can just stay in the basement, do what he's told. The Politburo said Bernie Sanders is going to mess us all up. They screwed Bernie Sanders over twice, and Bernie Sanders even knows he's screwed. He's so weak, he actually has allowed himself to get railroaded. Why Bernie Sanders supporters put up with this, I don't know. The point is this. You might be, what is the essence of the Devin Archer thing? He was never supposed to become president, Joe Biden. So this is all covering up. This is all catching up for a president who was implemented 3 years ago. 5 years ago was 2018. 5 years ago was Donald Trump's presidency. So going after Devin Archer seemed to be kind of just a whatever Native American thing, evidence overwhelming, go after him, check the box, we go after both sides. They made a calculation that they could bury all the dead bodies and get Joe Biden installed. But there was one body who refused to shut up. They control the intel agencies and the media, but they have not been able to clean up or cover up the Devin Archer problem. And we shall see what he is saying right now. Devin Archer, the linchpin, the one of the three of the triumvirate of the Biden crime syndicate. If you've listened to the end of the episode here, email me freedom@charliekirk.com. And whether you think the Republican primary should be ended or not, I'd love your thoughts. And you might win a signed copy of The College Scam. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. This is your moment to get in the fight. Every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.